For the second day in a row, Israeli warplanes pound the Gaza Strip. Missiles have flattened several homes and apartment buildings. Nadia Shemellach was having breakfast with her family of 10 when she heard neighbors calling for the evacuation of their home and others nearby. Her home and 4 others were destroyed. Now she and her family need to find somewhere else to take refuge.
I ran away quickly. We all ran. We didn't take any clothes or belongings. I took my girls. They are ill, and some people had to carry our old man on a stretcher out of the house quickly.
Islamic Jihad replied to the attacks, firing rockets towards Israel. The group called their operation Fields of Unity and say they targeted Israeli towns and military sites. According to Israeli media, most were intercepted by the Iron Dome missile defense system, and no serious casualties were reported. Israel says it is preparing for a week of operations. Egypt and the United Nations are trying to broker a truce, but in the Gaza Strip, the human toll remains severe. Israeli missiles targeted a civilian car in the Beit Hanun refugee camp. Walid, a 73-year-old who was preparing for her son's wedding, was killed in the attack. Health officials say the numbers will only rise if the fighting continues.
You know, now they are attacking civilians, they are attacking premises, resident areas. Nobody knows what will happen in the coming few hours. For that reason, this is an appeal, in fact, to extend the helping hand immediately to the Ministry of Helping Gaza Strip right now. And you know, of course, the electricity, we have shortage of electricity. It's declared now that will be only 4 hours a day and 12 hours of cut of electricity. This means that we will rely in the hospitals on generators. Generators will consume like 500,000 liters every month. We do not have this fuel right now. Look at our skies. This is what we have in Gaza. Nobody knows what will happen in the coming moments.
The last war has caused a widespread of devastation here in the Gaza Strip. A year later, almost no reconstruction has been made. The isolated coastal territory is impoverished, and the people are hardly recovering. They fear of another round of escalation. Yumna Sayed, Al Jazeera, Gaza City.